RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
But to have expectations of anything more than that seem maybe a tad premature right now. Let's go to Mike in Pittsburgh. What's up, Mike?
How are you doing?
Good.
Good. You asked earlier why the Pirates are making these moves now, and I think there are three reasons. One is because the collective bargaining agreement is coming due, and I think there's going to be a cap and a floor. So why not spend some money now, because they're going to have to do it later?
Yeah.
The other is monopolize that Skeens, now he's here, sure they want to win, but more importantly, I think they want to raise the value of the franchise. And the third part is that I think after all this is done, Nunney is going to sell the team. And why not make it whenever that's at its high?
Well, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of people, Mike, that would be on board with that idea, and thanks for the call. I don't know. I don't think the Nutting family has any desire to sell anytime soon. In fact, people that I talk to think the exact opposite, that he wants to keep it in his family for a long, long time. There could be something to wanting to raise the value of the franchise, that's possible. You can sell that off to other investors, perhaps, things like that. I mean, we've seen the Steelers welcome in minority ownership while retaining full control. That happens all the time. That's not a bad idea. I actually kind of would welcome that for the Pirates. Even if Nutting maintains 51% ownership, why not get more and more people involved? The Steelers have done it with Thomas Tall, so on and so forth. It's not a terrible strategy. And maybe you get an infusion of money and new voices at the table as well that direct kind of where you go from a spending standpoint. Lou in Newcastle next on the Fan. Hi, Lou.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good.
Hey, the reason why I'm calling, what I've been reading and stuff, is that they're pretty close to getting that third baseman from Japan.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about that earlier in Okamoto. It sounds like there's definitely interest there, but we talked with Colin Beasley earlier, Lou, and appreciate the call. We got to get to a break here in a minute. But Colin basically made it seem like it is wildly, wildly unpredictable what the contract for, Japanese power hitters and Japanese baseball players in general can look like. That he's heard anywhere from 3 years, $36 million to 3 years, 70, or 4 years, $78 million. I mean, that's a massive, massive gap. That is just an insane difference. So, I mean, you're talking about nearly a swing of $12 to $20 million per year, somewhere in there. That's considerable. An $8 million difference is big for the Pirates. One more call quickly before the break. Let's go to Gary in Washington. What's up, Gary?
Yeah, I'm a longtime Pirate fan and definitely encouraged about the upcoming season. I want to quickly talk about Jared Jones. I've heard the theory on the Fan a few months ago that maybe the reason he harms himself is he throws so hard, it has such a small body frame, and it puts extraordinary pressure on that arm. What about when he comes back, we try him out as our closer? Imagine that arm in a closer role, and then he wouldn't have to worry about pitching multiple innings. He could just pitch one, get in, get out. And that would be a heck of a closer if that worked out.
Well, Gary, thanks for the call. I mean, guys are getting hurt, whether they're big, small, middle, it doesn't matter. I mean, Tommy John surgeries, arm injuries are happening to everybody. Luckily, they haven't happened to the most important guy, and hopefully they don't. But they are happening to a lot of people. And I don't know that size, maybe there's a factor to it, maybe not. I don't know. But I'm not willing to write off Jared Jones as a starter just yet. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Mostly cloudy, possible drizzle tonight, high of 39. Bit of rain on Christmas, a high of 45. I'm Josh Rountree. This is Pomp and Joe. More coming your way next on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. You can visit them at southhillskia.net. I think I've enraged some Lions fans, perhaps, who are coming at me on Twitter. They're not happy with me simply questioning if this fan did not do anything to disrupt the fan code of conduct. All he did was heckle and chirp. Well, it sounds like there was a previous incident as well with this guy in DK Metcalf in which I think he went above heckling and chirping. So I'm not going to give anybody the benefit of the doubt here in this situation whatsoever. And again, Metcalf is culpable in this as well. He should not have done what he did. Hard for me to believe that that was a totally one-way street. It's not a good situation regardless, and now the Steelers head into Sunday without their biggest outside weapon in DK Metcalf. I am curious, though, of this, and Sean, we'll get your thoughts on this as well. If you're the Steelers, and let's say Baltimore loses Saturday night in Green Bay, very possible. I also think Baltimore could win. And I think the Steelers could lose in Cleveland, and then we're looking at Week 18, no DK Metcalf, Steelers-Ravens at Acrisure Stadium for the division. And boy, what a nightmare scenario that would be going into that. I mean, the Steelers need to do it now. They either need to have Baltimore lose or they need to win now, because I don't want any part of the Ravens Week 18 coming to Acrisure with no DK Metcalf. Not that the Steelers can't win that game, but boy, you would really like the ability to be able to rest your starters. And I think the Steelers, if Baltimore does win Saturday, they need to go all out for this Browns game. Do everything you can. Throw everything at the Browns you possibly can to win this Browns game if the Ravens do find a way to win Saturday night. If Baltimore, however, loses, what do you do with 2 weeks of games, something we have not seen for the Steelers? What do you do with 2 weeks of essentially meaningless football? Now, the Steelers could still theoretically move up from the 4 to the 3 seed, but they need a lot of things to happen. They need multiple good teams to lose multiple games to bad teams, essentially. There's a lot of things that need to factor in for that to go down. So, I'm curious of what Mike Tomlin will do. If he will rest players, if he will rest some players, if it'll be full hands on deck, because all hands on deck, because he doesn't want rust to build up. Tomlin was asked about this, and this is what he had to say to the media yesterday during his press conference when he got asked about sitting starters.
You know, it may. I hadn't thought about it at all. To be quite honest with you, I just found out this morning that game is Saturday night. I just learned to be tunnel vision over the years. But as I sit here and make plans today for tomorrow in an effort to lay a foundation to engineer victory, that's something that's of very little relevance to me today. I have plenty of time to ponder those things after we get a little bit more solid about preparing ourselves to play the Cleveland Browns.
Laying a foundation to engineer victory. If that's not like a perfect encapsulation of the way that Mike Tomlin talks, laying a foundation to engineer victory.
He hit us with some awesome ones yesterday, I thought. Starkey was loving it, and let me see if I can find the one that really brought the house down. Did you hear this?
I just think largely, man, our guys cut their eyelids off, man, and didn't blink.
Yeah, the cutting the eyelids thing off is, I mean, that's an all-time Tomlinism. If you're going to blink, cut your eyelids off. He loves that one. He goes down that well. He goes down that well when it's impactful. It's not an everyday Tomlinism, but it's a
special occasion.
Yeah, he definitely tosses it in. You know, maybe it's the holidays. I'm not sure. You cut your eyelids off for the holidays. You can't blink and miss Santa coming down the chimney. I don't know. I will say this, though. In these next 2 weeks, let's say the Steelers walk into Cleveland on Sunday. Let's say that the Ravens had lost the night before, and they know Saturday night that they don't need to play their starters the last two games. I kind of want to see them treat the Browns game as if it's a preseason game from a structure standpoint. Now, you don't have the benefit of expanded rosters, so you can't, you know, you can't mass sub everybody like it's a video game. You can't pull your whole starting offensive line out and put backups in. You have to play some starters. You just have to when you have limited availability from a roster standpoint. But I would not mind if they maybe they dress three quarterbacks for the game. Probably won't. Probably just turn it over to Mason Rudolph and let Aaron Rodgers play a little bit, and I'd be okay with that. But at some point in the next 2 weeks, if the Steelers do clinch before that Browns game, I would like to see Will Howard play a football game. Part of it is just mere curiosity. I want to see how the guy looks in an NFL uniform. I mean, there's been people who have gone down there and seen him in practice, but that's not the same. And nobody has seen him play in an NFL game to this point. We had a caller earlier who said, well, you know, you can turn this thing over to Will Howard maybe in a couple of years and he can be your franchise quarterback and a good quarterback moving forward. Well, how do we know that Will Howard's a good quarterback? How do we know that Will Howard is better off than, you know, Landry Jones, who was drafted higher than him, than Josh Dobbs, who was drafted higher than him, than Kenny Pickett, who was drafted much higher than him, than Mitch Trubisky, who was brought in here as a obvious priority and was a former first-round pick? Justin Fields. How do we know that Will Howard is better than those guys? We don't. And we're not going to know this year until we find out. And I don't know that we will, because it's going to, I think, ultimately be dependent on what happens in these next couple of games. But I would be very, very, very intrigued if I was Mike Tomlin to see what Will Howard can do in an NFL game, an actual NFL game against a real NFL defense. That said, do you hop Mason Rudolph on the depth chart with Will Howard? I mean, Mason's been the backup all year long. Will Howard had his injury, and he's been the third string guy all year long, essentially, since he was reactivated. Do you do that? Do you then say, hey, Mace, by the way, look, I know we've kind of, you know, maybe done you wrong numerous times over in the past, but listen, buddy, here's the deal. We're going to hop you on the depth chart with the guy that hasn't played all season, and we're not going to give you an opportunity here at the end of the year. Maybe Mason Rudolph's time for opportunity is out the window. I would be fine with it. I think it's the right move from a long-term perspective standpoint to get the young guy a look, particularly a guy that a lot of people are pretty excited about. We don't know who he is, though. I don't know what he looks like. I don't know what he can bring to an offense. Seen things from Ohio State, but he ain't throwing to Ohio State wide receivers anymore. This isn't the same. I want to know what he can do in an NFL game, and I'd like to see him get a long run. So ultimately, like, let's say the Steelers win the division Saturday night and they're in their team hotel and they can, they're not going to pop champagne before a game, but they can at least, you know, toast their Gatorade or cherry juice or whatever these guys drink to help their bodies. They can toast to some cherry juice on Saturday night and celebrate their AFC North title. And then what do you do if you're Mike Tomlin? I think you go in operating as if it's a regular game to start, and then you let the preseason mentality grow as the game wears on. The last thing you want is for, and part of this is probably you sit certain guys, but you don't want anybody of note that will help you in a playoff run to get hurt. No Watt, obviously. He's not going to play anyways.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I would be leery on Aaron Rodgers, but I also think that there's something to Aaron Rodgers not having 2 weeks off. I think he could use to take a couple of snaps here and there, and then you get him out of there. Or at least go through the pregame warm-up process, whatever. There are other guys that I would rest, though, completely. Cam Hayward, he ain't playing the last 2 weeks. Cam Hayward doesn't need to play the last 2 weeks of the season to be impactful for the playoffs. Derek Harmon's interesting because they desperately need him on the field, but he's also a young guy. And they are a totally different team when he is in the ballgame. Ramsey, I'd probably consider sitting Ramsey as well. Older guy. And anybody else that is like, I would say a borderline case as far as availability goes, Herbig, who's coming back from an injury, I'd give him another couple weeks. Some other guys that have been banged up, maybe that are playing through some stuff, maybe you sit them a little bit. You can't sit everybody, but I would certainly look at as much rest for injured guys, old guys, as you can possibly get here over the next couple of weeks, with the exception maybe of Aaron Rodgers, who I would at least want to maybe see go play a quarter, like a preseason game, just to keep him sharp, just to keep him fresh. He doesn't have to do much, hand off the football, shotgun, quick snap, or quick passes. That's all you need. And then get him out of there and let Rudolph or Howard get a run. Sean, your thoughts are, is 2 weeks too many?
Yeah, so I think that this week, and especially Tomlin kind of alluded to this, they're not going to find out until Saturday night, right? So they're already going to have a game plan. They're not going to drastically change that. So you're not going to be seeing, you know, guys that are planning to start get yanked completely. We're not going to see Will Howard starting that game, for instance. I would play this game pretty straight up. Now, if there are guys that are, you said, kind of on the fence in terms of their health, I would be fine resting those guys instead of, you know, putting them in a situation where if it was a must-win game, they would try to play through whatever's ailing them. But I wouldn't necessarily go with your approach of treat it like a preseason game. If it's a competitive game in the fourth quarter, I'm keeping my guys in there by and large. The only difference is I don't think you need to overextend anyone. And Rodgers is smart enough. He's not going to sit back there and take a massive hit in the pocket to try to complete a pass down the field because he's not going to risk injury there. But yeah, you could maybe mix in reserves a little bit more into the game so that no one's playing 90, 95% of the snaps. The final week of the regular season, that's when I think you take out all of your veterans, all of your guys that are key contributors. But I wouldn't want those guys sitting for 2 weeks entirely.
Yeah, I just think you're running the risk of then a team going into the playoffs and a team that has been hot as well. This isn't like a team that's backing into a postseason. This is a team that is playing very well, and who knows what extra stride it might be able to hit here in the next couple weeks. Curious what you think, 412-928-9370. If the Steelers wrap up the division, who do you want to see? Do you want to see Aaron Rodgers play another game in this regular season? Do you want to see Will Howard get a run? What are your thoughts as well on DK Metcalf in this situation? Metcalf going to miss the next couple. We'll open the phone lines to that as well. Has this been handled right by the NFL? Sure doesn't look like it to me. This is looking like a weird situation from the NFL standpoint that you had a reporter, an NFL media reporter, come out and say that the NFL has absolved this Lions fan of any wrongdoing. And now they're saying, that reporter was actually wrong. The league is saying that reporter is actually wrong. We are still looking into what happened in this situation. 412-928-9370. Let's go to Reese in the Hill District up next on the Fan. What's up, Reese?
What's up? So I'm going to say this because I said this to Paul Alexander this morning. Something nobody has said is this. Okay, he had a problem with the guy last year. Okay.
Yep.
So, and the guy wanted a jersey signed. So I think DK didn't know who the person was because he was going to go over there to sign a jersey. And then when he saw that person, that's when he, you know, like, oh, no, I ain't, you know, and shoved him or did what he, you know, purposely did. Because think about this for a minute. It was quick. When he grabbed him, it was quick. So just think, like, okay, I'm going to go sign your jersey. Oh, this is the same dude that screwed me over last year or, you know, picked me last year. No, I ain't giving you nothing. So, you know, threw a punch at him or whatever it was you want to call it. That's how I think. That's what I think happened.
Yeah.
In other words, why would he would be dumb? He's really dumb if he went over there knowing that this person was who he thought that person was. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If he thought that person was who he thought it was from last year, why would he go over there? I think he went over there and was surprised who it was. You know, and then shoved him. The guy was in a disguise. I don't think he wore blue hair all the time.
Yeah, well, he had a blue wig on, but then he also took the wig off and had his hair dyed blue.
Right.
I have no idea what this guy's mental state is or whatever.
If he was barred from the arena from last year, if they did their due diligence right, if he was barred, he was in disguise this year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Think about that for a minute.
The interesting thing out of all this, Reese, and I think it's a good point. Thanks for the call. I could believe maybe that this guy did not intentionally do anything or maybe is slightly innocent in this situation. If there was not a video of him saying that was the goal after Metcalf swung at his face. That, to me, changes this entire thing. This goes from a situation where Metcalf lashed out and you don't really know why to now automatically wondering, and in my case, I think believing, that this guy intentionally did this, that he intentionally tried to do something, that he said something or did something that got under Metcalf's skin.
Do you think it was lawsuit purposes or maybe we get Metcalf ejected from the game and I'm helping my team? Because that was, first half when it happened?
Yeah. I mean, could be either. I don't know. Could be both. I don't know.
I also
wonder. The fact that this guy was strapped up with lawyers almost immediately after all of this happened makes me believe that this was some sort of premeditated legal angle that he was taking. That's just my opinion. I
wonder,
I don't know.
Would a player get ejected? Would the officials say if you're going into the crowd, you're ejected from the game?
I think if they see it, but it doesn't seem like they saw it. I mean, the other point of this, too, is, And our last caller made the point, maybe he was just going over there to sign a jersey. Dude, the game's going on. Why are you going over there to sign a jersey in the middle of a game? I get it. There's downtime on the sideline, but you don't. That's where we need security. And I said this at the beginning of the show. We need hired, legitimate security. And I'm not casting, I'm not throwing shade or anything at this in-stadium security. I'm just letting you know, these are people who are part-time employees mostly. They don't make a ton of money. They're stationed down there on the field more as a deterrent than they are an actual force. There needs to be security on NFL sidelines that are hired by NFL teams that travel with them, that the players know, that the players interact with. And I know that there are. I know that there are secure, that each team has their own private security companies that work for them. But clearly they are either not there present on the sideline or they are not paying attention to what is happening with their players. Because this situation can't go down. There should have been multiple security members of team-run security stepping in front of DK Metcalf and saying, no, buddy, the game is going on. Handle this later. Talk to the fans later. Do whatever you're going to do. Do that now. And the players need to know that they need to ultimately listen to these security people, because this is how situations like this happen. We have sick, twisted individuals that can easily get into NFL stadiums who can do things potentially like this, who can cast a player over, get him over, and then do something, whether physically or verbally, towards that player to set them off. And they're just, especially during the course of a game, has to be a barrier between fans and players. And security, I think, has to be a big part of that. And this seemed like a failure as a collective. I don't think anybody did anything right here in any situation. Nobody did anything right here in this situation. And I'm not defending the fan. I'm not defending DK Metcalf. I'm not defending anybody. I think everybody did something wrong here. So far, only one person's been punished. Well, the Steelers have, because they lost DK Metcalf for 2 weeks. But financially, one person has been hit here. And I don't know that that's entirely right either. Let's go to Brian in New Brighton next on the Fan. What's up, Brian?
So I've been optimistic on the Steelers all year. I think coming into the year, the key to them is their offensive line and their defensive line, and they've matured over this year very well. But the question I have is that, so we're in the same place that we always are in, though, with a little bit more optimism towards the end of the year. We make it to the playoffs and we lose by 3 touchdowns, or we lay an egg, or we just, despite, you know, a 2-3 game winning streak, are we in the same place that we're always in? And are we asking the same questions at the end of this year that we ask at the end of every year?
Yeah, I mean, my opinion is that this feels different. Does it not feel different to you? I'm curious.
It feels different because of the development of the lines. At the same time, though, our defense is getting older. We talked for the first half of the year. Everybody talked about how old the defensive looked. And I find it really ironic that if during the game, the sideline reporter talked about how gassed the Steelers looked after the drive when it was the lowest time of possession that, you know, they've been on the field all year. And it's just, well, yeah, we look good and it does feel a little bit different, but we're still one playoff game away from it being the same old tune.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's a good point. And Brian, thanks for the call. I mean, if we're sitting here in a couple of weeks and the Steelers have lost in the first round of the playoffs, or if they find a way to not get into the playoffs at all, the tone's going to be right back to what it was when they walked off the field against the Bills a couple of weeks ago. It's going to be that this team is incapable of winning in the postseason, that, you know, Mike Tomlin is only good enough for a winning regular season record now, but can't win in the postseason. I mean, that rhetoric will be back. It will be back very, very quickly if they don't win in the playoffs. I think they're more equipped to win in the playoffs for a couple of reasons. One, Derek Harmon has solidified this defensive line. They are a better defensive line with him in there, and I think he has changed them. They are an older defense, but he's a young guy, and he is an absolute animal up front, and I think he has made everybody else a heck of a lot better. They have also found ways to win football games without TJ Watt, which is significant, because before, no Watt meant a loss. There's a long time here where if they didn't have TJ Watt, and that was the big defense on paying TJ Watt, was that this guy, when he does not play, they lose. And now they have won in back-to-back weeks over teams that were really, really clicking offensively. Miami, with its run game, was playing really well. They had won four straight. And the Lions, who had scored 34 points the week earlier, had scored 52 against the Bears earlier in the year. They had scored 44 a couple of times this season. They were clicking offensively. That's a great offense that they have. And the Steelers, for essentially three quarters, totally held them in check. The one area that that Brian talked about, though, that I think is an excellent point, and it really worries me here heading into the postseason, if the Steelers do get there, is that they are slipping late in games. The defense that we are seeing for the first half or the first three quarters suddenly goes away when they get a multi-score lead. Here are the numbers on it. Against Baltimore, with a 20-9 lead, the Steelers, with the last 25 minutes and 57 seconds, gave up 281 yards of offense in the last 25-57 and 13 points. Now, 13 points, I had somebody tweet me and they said, well, that's not that bad, 13 points in essentially a half of football. But if you average that out, that's going to work out through the course of 60 minutes to be nearly 600 yards of offense and 30 points. That's a lot of yards to give up late in a game. Now, they got a stop. They got kind of a crazy stop against Baltimore, and they won the game. You go to the Miami game. They're up 28-3. This isn't maybe as big because they were up so large in that game that they really played prevent. They gave up a couple of touchdowns late. They gave up 187 yards over the last 13-01. But it went from a truly, completely and totally dominant-looking effort, which it was until the last 13 minutes, to, all right, they won by a couple of touchdowns. They won convincingly, but it wasn't as dominant looking as it could have been. But I can give a pass on that because the game was in hand the whole way. Then you go to Detroit. They're up 22-10, and in the final 12:23 of the game, Detroit racks up 206 yards and scores two touchdowns and comes very, very close on two separate occasions from putting the ball into the end zone to win the football game. I think we're having a much different conversation if Detroit scores there at the end and wins the game. This is a defense that suddenly is not looking up and coming and promising and dominant to one that is looking its age down the stretch in football games. So there is something to be said about that. I like how they have trended late in the season. I think they're more equipped to win right now than they have been in some time. But I also am very worried about what they look like when they get leads. And it's not just all based on them sitting back and prevent defense. It's also based on the fact that they do have some old guys out there that I think are getting gassed late in football games. I thought that was visible late in the game, but they came up with one or two big stops, including help with an offensive PI foul that helped them late in that game. Let's go to Rob on the north side before we hit a break. What's up, Rob?
Hey, man, I just want to, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, I was wanting to speak on the Metcalf. I don't think the Metcalf situation, I think it's all Metcalf, man. I think he should know better, man. He's getting paid $31 million a year. How do you even let a person take you that far to go over there? And like, so I agree with the two game suspension because you got to do better, man. You play stupid games, you win stupid prizes.
Look, Rob, I don't disagree with you here. I don't have a problem with Metcalf getting suspended because ultimately you're right. A player cannot go engage physically with a fan. However, these stadiums, and when you buy a ticket, you sign. A ticket is a binding contract between the patron and the venue that there is a code of conduct that must be lived up to by fans. I have a hard time believing that DK Metcalf went over there completely and totally unprovoked and lashed out against this guy with absolutely no basis whatsoever for it. And that's why I just think this is a – There are multiple people that did wrong things in this situation.
Yeah, I believe he was provoked, but I watched the video, and it's like he stopped and looked back to see if somebody was watching him, and then he walked back up, walked over there. It was like, what are you doing?
Well, it definitely looked like Metcalf, and Rob, thanks for the call. It definitely looked like Metcalf was disturbed by what had happened. You could tell when he was sitting on the bench that – and Nance and Romo talked about it, that he was definitely feeling some sort of way about what had just happened. And then he goes out and drops a pass. And then you can really tell that he is not mentally engaged in what's happening because he's thinking about what had just happened in the stands.
And maybe thinking, oh, I'm going to probably get suspended for
probably,
this.
Probably. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And you can listen to Pomp and Joe Show, the Pomp and Joe Show, on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We'll take a break when we come back. I want to close the show with some thoughts on, well, we'll keep the Metcalf conversation going, but also there's a story out there that it's affecting another team in the AFC, another franchise, another city in the AFC. And I wonder how long until we are going through the same thing here in Pittsburgh. I'll tell you what that is when we come back. 50-minute mark on the Fan. That's coming up. That's brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. I'm Josh Rountree in for Pomp and Joe here on this Christmas Eve. Happy holidays to you. We'll be back with more here on the Pomp and Joe Show, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know Dasher and Dancer, Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donder and Blitzen. But do you recall, what's that? The most famous reindeer of all. Come on! Rudolph the Red.
Just a dynamite grab by Myers behind the glass here. DMX, right?
Bingo. R.I.P.
What's Cooking is brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Boom, got it. And what's cooking? Well, a lot of Christmas Eve dinners right now, quite literally, are cooking, including mine at home. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Hope that you have enjoyed the 4 hours with me today instead of Pomp and Joe. Definitely less bizarre noises and nicknames. Those are all on Joe's end. Pomp doesn't really do bizarre noises and nicknames. Pomp is really the... He's the steady in that show. And Joe is... well, anything but the steady in that show. I wanted to finish out with this. By the way, the fan hotline, you heard Shelby Cassese and Colin Beasley on that during the course of the show. If you want to go back and listen to what they had to say, you can using the Odyssey app and the rewind function. Fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. There's a there's a story out of Kansas. Not, and the guys were actually in the back. Speaking of stories out of Kansas, they were watching The Wizard of Oz. But that's not what we're talking about here. The Chiefs are going to get a new stadium. It's in Kansas. And it's going to be a dome stadium. And there's a story out that a man by the name of Joe Pompliano, who sounds like an actor in The Sopranos, but he's the host of the Joe Pomp Show, another Pomp doing big things, not the Pomp, but another Pomp. And he tweeted out this, and I find this fascinating with this stadium deal that the Chiefs are getting. After reading through the 33-page term sheet, I think for the Chiefs' new stadium in Kansas, I think it's one of the most lopsided stadium deals in history. Kansas is essentially giving the Chiefs $3 billion in stadium funding, mixed-use development funding, and tax incentives, yet getting virtually nothing in return. The Chiefs get to keep 100% of the revenue from all stadium activities, including ticket sales, concessions, sponsorships, naming rights deals, personal seat licenses, and more. That applies to NFL games and other events like concerts, basketball games, etc. Kansas will own the stadium, with the Chiefs paying $7 million in rent annually. But that money doesn't go back to the state. It goes to an account the Chiefs can use for renovations, repairs, and operational expenses. That means that the Chiefs can use their own rent money to hire stadium security, parking staff, and concession vendors throughout the season. I know Kansas had to offer a great deal to get the Chiefs to leave Arrowhead, but this is worse than I expected. Donnie's in with us now. He's going to have you for the next 4 hours on the PM team. What do you make of that, Donnie? And are we not setting the stage now for other teams, and I think local teams as well, to be included, to now say, give us all the money, we're going to give you nothing back in return, essentially, and build us a new stadium? I mean, we've kind of seen that here in the past with the way that Acrisure, or as it was, Heinz Field and PNC Park were built. Mm-hmm. But this is like a different extreme. We're talking, I mean, they built both of those stadiums for right around $500 million. We're talking $3 billion plus to build one stadium now that is essentially going to be gifted by the taxpayers and the local community.
Yeah, I've had the feel for a little bit too that the NFL especially, that we are getting very, very close to almost every venue being either indoors, a dome or a retractable roof type deal. I don't know who the, you know, the last of the Mohicans will be. I would imagine Green Bay, it's going to take quite a bit for...
Yeah, especially because they're just renovated. For that just to happen. Yeah.
And I know that so many people around here have strong feelings about playing games out in the elements. Plus, we also don't really know. We always just say Cranberry.
Yeah.
Like, by default. Like, where are they going to put a whole new stadium?
They'll find room. I mean, if the money's there, they'll find room, right? I mean, it's not, I mean, it would be difficult to find room around the downtown area at this point, but they could move the stadium out of the city into the northern suburbs, which have been built up in a major way in recent years.
This is what happened. Build it over the rivers. I heard that was a proposal.
Yeah, that was thrown out there back in the day.
Back in like the 60s.
Probably a good thing that didn't happen, because we probably have remnants of a stadium in the bottom of the Monongahela right now or something. So maybe a good thing
that
didn't go down.
There's probably worse down there.
Well, that's definitely true. I'm with you, though. I think eventually we're going to see a case where every NFL team thereabouts is playing every week in a dome. And I think the financial – see, to me, it's always been the financial benefits for the – like in Nashville, okay? Nashville's a perfect example. They're building a dome stadium. Their stadium's not all that old. It's actually not much older than Acrisure Stadium is. But they want to host the Final Four. They want to host year-round concerts, which makes sense in a city like that. And I think every city and every stadium now is going to, or every team is going to see the benefit of their stadium being able to host events year round and bring in money year round. To me, that was always a huge benefit for the local economy. But my goodness, you have the Chiefs, you have Kansas, the state of Kansas floating $3 billion and not really getting anything back in return. They actually don't even get to keep the rent money that the Chiefs are going to pay. The Chiefs are going to give them rent money, and then they're going to say, by the way, here's that check right back. You can use that for whatever.
Yeah, I don't really understand that.
That's,
I
mean, bizarre.
There's a reason why I'm not like well-versed in big business, and, and I do this for a living. But yeah, I mean, that doesn't all add up to me the way that it should. But I mean, I do think that cities are going to hit that point where they do realize. I mean, Cleveland realized it too.
Right.
Like, hey, we can host a Final Four. We can host concerts in
January.
Yeah, January, yeah. December,
yeah.
Whatever. We can host fighting events. We can host big wrestling events like a WrestleMania or something. Like, cities can find a way now to host that stuff, and you don't have to be some warm weather, beautiful city for all 12 months.
What'll be very interesting here, and I wonder if this was, and I'll kind of close up with this. I believe it was a few months ago, Josh Shapiro, the governor of Pennsylvania, said that Pennsylvania will not supply sports teams with funding to build their stadiums. And I wonder if if that speak was predicated on, you know, other stadiums that are being built, but obviously the offer that Kansas has made as well. I think you're going to see a lot of pushback here after not that long ago, the taxpayers here gave a good amount of money to build two stadiums that now looks like a heck of a steal given what people are paying now for stadiums to be built. I think you're going to have a lot of pushback here to build a new stadium, but I think you're going to see both teams. If not, I think the Pirates will look for major renovations probably. The Steelers, I think, are going to try to get a new stadium in the next 10 years.
I can't see a lot of cities going for what Kansas is doing.
I can't either.
Like, but, not, it's not like Pittsburgh's getting singled out.
But
I can't see
to me, it's like Deshaun Watson, right? Once that deal is out there, you know that other people are going to try it and that a lot of people are going to kind of force the issue with it. So once a bad deal gets made one place, all of a sudden these NFL owners are going to see the opportunity. And the thing that bothers me the most about this, the family that owns the Chiefs are worth $25 billion and they're taking $3 billion from the taxpayers to build their stadium and not giving anything, it sounds like, financially back, really, to the community besides the increased economic revenue that comes with having a stadium in a certain location.
Yeah, it sounds like they're just riding that wave of the last, 7 years?
It's good to be a billionaire, baby. It's good to be a billionaire. I wouldn't know, but it's good to be a billionaire. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Mostly cloudy, a possible dream.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.